Good afternoon, guys. I know I normally don't do podcasts like this anymore, but I definitely feel compelled, called, whatever you want to call it, to put this message out here today. I don't know how this found you, or if you're a regular listener. Hello, hi, I'm Ava. But I really want to tell you guys what's heavy on my heart right now. So first things first, I think you guys should be with your families right now. I'm talking from now until mid-February. If you're not in touch on good terms or like in cahoots or like close proximity to your family, I think you should get there. I also think that it is a time in which things are about to get shook up. So, if you don't have any form of protection, and take that however it is that you want, I think it's a good time to be protected, okay? I also feel like things are a lot more universally connected than they appear. And so, in the meantime, I think from now until like mid-January, you guys are going to start connecting the dots to a lot of things that has happened in your life, either in the past or in the upcoming future. You're going to see a lot of returning patterns. There might be little things in your life that like used to connect to you or like that are connecting to you that show up in your everyday life. For example, you may like randomly put on closed captions to a TV show or like a video that you're watching on YouTube that you normally never put closed captions on, right? And so randomly out of nowhere, the person or the video that you're talking about, randomly out of nowhere, like this is normally never their topic, begins to start to talk about closed captions. I mean, as far as like you may start to pick up something that you never normally pick up, and then literally later on, you may see it reflecting in your everyday life. Things are getting universally bleak right now. The veil is damn near gone at this point. And I want you guys to know you're being called right now to be careful, but to also to not live in fear. Does that make sense? Like, watch your surroundings. Don't be dumbfounded. Don't be stupid. If you're out or you're going out or you're like around in the grocery stores or you're around with people, I would say it's probably a good time to say less and listen more, okay? Keep your ears open, and you're not really looking for anything, but when you feel something that connects to you on a different level, you'll know what your intuition is supposed to do, which leads me to another point. Trust your intuition now more than ever, okay? If somebody or something, or you get a feeling about somebody or something, you need to listen to it, okay? And here's another thing. When it comes to relationships and your partners, okay, there is a lot of energy being drained that needs to be re-put back into your body. So if you're in a relationship with somebody who makes you feel like a piece of shit, I'm not calling no names, but if you're with somebody that does not liberate you, you're not excited to see them when you get a text message from them, when they walk in the door, whatever the case may be, you need to break it off with them now, immediately. This is not the warfare that is about to happen is so deeply spiritual that your enemies are becoming so obvious. And I don't mean to sound like fucking psycho, like your enemies are everywhere. No, but I mean like the people who like don't have your best interest at heart are going to be more obvious than ever. And the weapons that they're using against you comes with your self-confidence. Because when you have people around you, and I mean friends, family, whatever, family's a little bit different because the bloodline is a little bit stronger. But when you're dealing with other people in your life, like them not fucking with you on a deeper level, meaning like having the best interest in for you, like wanting to see you grow, wanting to see you prosper, that turns into you denying yourself the proper love and support that you need to have for yourself. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you start to question, because let me tell you what's happening right now. Like I just said, you may pick up something or see something or like do something that is totally out of the norm, and then it is reflecting back to you. The veil is so thin, it is now a mirror, okay? So everything that you are participating in, everything that you're consciously picking up in, it's reflecting back to you like a mirror, okay? And let me tell you one thing, I don't know about you guys, but when I look in the mirror, I like to feel fucking good, okay? I like to feel fucking phenomenal. I like to feel like everything's good, like I love what I see, right? If you're looking in the mirror and you start seeing some things that don't belong there, it's time to pick them up from your side so that the side that is being reflected back to you no longer resembles that. Do you hear what I'm saying? So like if you are standing in front of a mirror right now and on your side there's like, you know, I don't know, like paper and mess and junk or whatever the case may be, like a water bottle that's on your floor, whatever the case may be, pick it up and throw it out. Remove it from the line of sight, okay? Because it's so thin that it's going to be reflected back to you almost immediately right now. Your manifestations are so, so accessible. That's how thin it is. Meaning that if you have something or someone or whatever the case may be that you want to see, that you want to hear from, it's going to be reflected back to you. And I don't mean like go and have a field day with this, like go like manifest that X or that, you know, that whatever it is that you want, that you've been wanting. But it's like you have to be conscious at this point, because it's to a point where if you're trying to manifest something that isn't at your best interest, it fucks up the view. You know what I'm saying? It fucks up the picture. It fucks up what you're actually supposed to be experiencing on a positive vibrational note, right? There's a lot of deep aspects to this. And I want you guys, my Aqua Tribe, to understand that shit's about to hit the fucking fan on a more deeper level than we've ever experienced in our entire life. It's the end of the Kali Yuga, babe. Remember how in all the readings that we used to do a while back, I was like, you know, you picked to be here during this time for a certain reason. The reasoning is starting to manifest, okay? So, safe space that you need to be in, like I'm saying this, like if you feel like you're in a place where you cannot, I don't know, for example, pay your rent, or you can't pay your car note or something like that, it's time to abandon those things and just go back home or go without the car. You know what I'm saying? Go without the things that are burdening you, because it's going to reflect back to you. And I don't mean to say this to be scary. I'm just like saying, like, it's time to romanticize your life in a way that you're seeing you for all the things that you want you to be. So create it right now. Like glitz it, glamour it up. Wear the dress, wear the heels, wear the tuxedo, wear the nice shoes. Go for it, all right? It's glamorizing season right now. You want to see the rainbows and the butterflies, but don't be naive. Be very self-aware. Be very honest with yourself. Because if you're not honest with yourself, your reflection will be, all right? So I haven't decided if I'm going to do a reading right now after this. You know what? Let's do it. Let's do it. So I'm going to use my Black Moon Astrology deck by Susan Shepherd. So these are like oracle cards, basically. They're not the tarot cards. And so it's just when you use these cards, it's more of a spiritual based situation. So we have Taurus in reverse. I have What are you focusing on right now? What you have or what you don't have? We have Chiron, healing. One more. What I'm getting is that you've experienced the part in life already where you were trying to, you know, digest and figure out your flaws, or figure out what was wrong, or figure out what was right, or figure out X, Y, and Z, right? Like you did the why can't I talk? You did the dissecting. You did the analyzing. You did all the things, right? Like, you were trying to figure out how to be a better person. But I feel like what it's come to now is that you're at a place in which it's not even about being a better person, right? I mean, obviously, that's always the goal. But instead, the main focus is unconditionally loving you, right? Because there's a lot of toxicity out there, right? And I feel like those who are most toxic, we have Saturn, the truth. Look at that. The reading's so accurate all the time. There's a lot of people and a lot of things that are doing a lot of things and experiencing a lot of things. And people don't beat themselves up about it. You know what I'm saying? They don't live in a state of fear or a state of desire for perfection. So where I feel like you're at now is you're at a place in your life where you're accepting yourself and figuring out which place that you want to be in. What do you want the mirror? What do you want the world around you to reflect based off of who you are? That's why I'm saying it's clean up time, but it's like speedy clean time, because the reflection is like now, it's happening now. So you want to be honest with what you want. You want to be honest with the lifestyle that you've always wanted to live. I think it's so good to go back and to reflect off of your past and what you've had since you were younger, when you were a kid. What was it that you saw yourself over and over and over again pursuing, trying to do? Maybe you never said it out loud. Maybe it wasn't something that you told people. Maybe this wasn't something that you even told yourself. But you were actively in your actions, you know, aspiring to meet this goal. So, looking at these cards, I think that there is a journey that has went on with you, and you're in the journey and you realize the hype behind the journey has died down. So what the journey looks like now is sightseeing, is picking up flowers along the way, putting in your basket. The journey looks like sitting down and watching the sunset. You're no longer in a rush. You know, you look back at how much you were in a rush, because how excited you were because you thought, you know, it was like 5 blocks away in New York, you know? It's only 5 blocks away. But you soon began to realize 5 blocks away is like going through different portals and dimensions and stuff like that, where you're constantly traveling to that 5th block. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like you look back at all of the past worlds that you were in, meaning the past experience or the past, your perspective of what life was. And you now realize that you should have stopped and smelled the roses while you were there. Because you can never go back to where you were, but you are where you are now. You can only do what you can do with your perspective that you have now. And the perspective that you have now is about truth, right? If you look back on the things that you've done and the things that you've experienced and the things that you've held heavy or shined heavy lights on, you stand where you are now and you're like, that none of that really mattered. What really mattered was the experience, was the sightseeing, was the journey within itself. So now that you know what you know now, as you proceed forward, your life experience looks like ease, gracefulness, attentiveness, glamorization, romanticizing, okay? It's the little bitty details now that you're ironing out that you realize make all the difference. It's no longer about the people and the things. It's more about the honesty and the truth that you have in your heart based upon the life that you wanted to live. And you realize that was the issue all along. You had a certain perspective about the life that you wanted to live. And that very own perspective stopped you from honestly and authentically Saturn living in that reality. Hyperfixation, hyperfocus on what you want instead of moving the parts as you go. Experiencing the life that you want to live. Taking it slow. Taking it all in. Taking the pictures. Enjoying the view. Sightseeing. You know, when people go on those vacations and they get like little souvenirs and they're stopping and taking pictures. I call it like grandparent behavior activities, you know, where they're like, you know, moving really slow and they're just like looking at the world and it's just like, oh, this is so beautiful. Like, I know my grandparents, they'll like drive really slow down the freeway. They want to look at all these buildings. And meanwhile, my ass, when I'm driving, I'm like, move out the way. Like, I'm trying to get where I'm trying to get, bitch, move, you know? And I realized that perhaps there was a time when they were like that, or perhaps that was never in their blood because of the way that they experienced the world was less fast-paced, but more like in the moment. And I realized either with wise age or with just genuine lifestyle, they reached the point in which they come to understand that the world is not about desire. It's about experience. It's about enjoyment. It's about the view. It's about you. And as you're rushing through this timeline, the timeline is speeding up. So if you want to stop and smell the roses, it feels like 10 extra years or 5, 12, an hour more that you'll experience out of this life. And the way things are going now, they're gonna speed up for the right people. And they're gonna slow down for the right people. You know, I get the vision right now of like a speeding car and you just down the freeway or whatever the fuck, and you just see the world passing you by so fast, like the, you know, the trees or the buildings are just going by so fast, like you're speeding and you're missing all of it. You know, you may feel the heavy and strong feelings in your heart because you're moving so fast, and that's usually why you're moving so fast, because the adrenaline is so deep that you're missing all of it. But think of like the grandparent behavior. When you're calm, when you're enjoying your life, there's no rush to get anywhere. You'll get there when you get there, and you're always there. The destination is always somewhere else until you're there. Things are about to shake up, guys. I love you, and listen. There's a reason why, spiritually, and just like personally, and all these things, as to why I've removed myself from the tarot industry, the astrology industry, like that overwhelming amount of industry and energies. Okay? Because the true people who know what's about to happen, they're waiting for the show. I can't be too riled up. I'm not going to speed my way to the show just to see it all go down. I'm keeping my energy. I'm driving by slow. I'm enjoying the view. I'm keeping calm, cool, collected, not causing any ruckus. The music is easy. The vibes are breezy. The world looks good from here. And if there's anything that needs to be said or needs to be done, you'll hear from me. Okay? Thank you guys for tuning in. There's no schedule with this. Whenever I need to tap in, I'll tap in. A lot of you guys have been letting me know that you guys enjoy the November reading experience and the December reading experience. You guys have been asking me, Ava, what about the whole Christmas thing being canceled? Like, you put that into the reading and, like, it didn't tie together. Oh, babe, it tied together. It tied together. Okay? It all ties together. So, I'll have the new reading experience in January. I'll probably put it up. Oh, it's December already. Fuck. I'll probably have it up sooner than you think. But it's not rushing through the months. It's letting yourself experience this month for what it is. And then to ease through the next months that are to come. So I love you guys. I really do miss you guys. But at the same time, I kind of don't. You know, like when you like or like away from like your family for a while and like you kind of am enjoying the vacation, but like obviously you love them and you miss them. That's how I kind of feel right now, because there's a lot of new people joining the space, which I'm totally all for. I get what's happening. It's the upgrade. But I'm not gonna talk too much on it. I can't wait to see you guys soon. Okay? So we'll talk. Bye.